Desire for the Star. Formerly published as Doctor's Desire. By Avril Ives. By Ida Pollock. Part of the Romance by Ida Pollock Collection. Narrated by Christy Amory. For Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. Just before the taxi drew up outside the hotel, Valerie looked at the name and address in her hand and wondered whether perhaps she was, after all, making a mistake. But it seemed highly unlikely. Dr. Axel Anton, Savoy Hotel. She felt waves of wonder and disbelief welling over her. In the gloom of the taxi, her grey-green eyes wore an extraordinary expression under their amazing white eyelids. A little pulse at the base of her throat beat quickly, as it had beaten when she'd first heard that there was a likelihood of a job being offered to her. But if Dr. Axel Anton was the man she thought he was, and if it was really true that the job had some connection with him, then it meant that in life far stranger things sometimes happened than ever happened in fiction. When she descended from the taxi and paid the taxi fare, the driver of the cab looked at her with fleeting admiration. She was wearing a lime green suit that bore the label Paris stamped all over it. And he was not to know that it had been carefully hoarded during the past year, when the wherewithal to provide new clothes had been suddenly withdrawn from her. But in addition to the suit, she was as slight and graceful as a willow wand, and all her accessories were correct. There was nothing at all that jarred, nothing that fought with her lovely flame of red hair. More like a lovely red aureole surrounding the heart-shaped face. And those grey-green eyes, with their black lashes, had a young, untried, inexperienced look. The taxi driver, an unimaginative man, decided that she looked rare, like a rare ornament or something of the kind. And no doubt about it, she was a lady, all right. The tip which she rewarded him was neither mean nor overgenerous. She knew her way about, did this young lady. Valerie felt her heart knocking uncomfortably as she was taken up in the lift. The bellboy conducted her along a length of thickly carpeted corridor on the second floor, and then stood aside when he had tapped on a door and suggested that she should enter. "The gentleman is expecting you," he said. Valerie took his advice with the heavy thumping of her heart making her feel a little breathless. She found herself in the sitting room of a luxurious suite. The atmosphere seemed severely masculine, with cigarette smoke floating in it, a faint scent of shaving cream and antiseptic toilet soap. There was a bowl of flowers near the window, but their perfume was overlaid by the more penetrating indications of rather Spartan ownership. "Miss Pentland?" a masculine voice inquired very quietly, and she looked towards a face she'd got to know very well 7 years before. The owner of the voice and the face was standing near the window, but he moved into the centre of the room to meet her, as her uncertain steps brought her to a complete standstill. He was still very much as she remembered him, spare and rather elegantly built, with immaculate linen and a dark, sombre style of dressing that was extremely correct. His hair had a few more silver threads in it than had been noticeable 7 years before, although even then, in his very early 30s, there had been touches of frost in the night blackness at his temples. Now, in his late 30s, the frost caught the eye more quickly.